Sanhedrin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Sanhedrin Bavli, Daf Yud Gimel. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Hey Amud Aleph, on the fourth line, Tani Amav Yudan. Tani Amav Yudan, Maifu Bubbing Amriel, Vizakainim, Jai Yoshim Al Gav Maile Baharabayas, Vyochanan Sofer Halaz, Yoshev Lifneim. The Bryce says, Rabbi Yudin tells us that it once happened that Rabbi Gamliel and the elders were sitting on a raised area of the Temple Mount, and Yochanan the scribe sat in front of them. Am Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Gamliel kosev, la'achna b'nei doroima ilah, la'achna b'nei doroima arar, shal meichon liaskei, mud'ana l'choin, dematav man bi'ura, la'apuke ma'asei, me'umwe shibale yaskei. Rabbi Gamliel said to his scribe, write the following. To my brothers of the upper south and the lower south, that your peace should increase, I inform you that the time of Biur Maisa has come. Remove all Maisa from your piles of stalks. Olachana b'nei Galila Elah, b'nei Galila Arai, Shamechon mudan alachain, demata zman Biura tafkun masei matene zesi. And another letter you should write, to my brothers of the upper Galil and the lower Galil, your peace should increase. I inform you that the time of Biur Maisa has come. Remove all Maisa from your olive vessels. Olachana b'nei Galusa de Bavel, b'nei Galusa de Madai, b'nei Galusa de Yavon, usha kol gavasa de Yisrael, shal mechoin yaskei, mudana lechoin de Maya v'chichin, v'gozlaya de Kikin, v'zimna de Aviva, loimata, v'shapa milsa, ba'apai, v'anpei chavai, moisofa al shasa da, talasin yomen. And in another letter you should write, to my brothers in the exile of Bavel, the exile of Madai, the exile of Yavon, and the rest of the exiles of Yisrael, your peace should increase. I inform you that the kids are young, and the chicks are small, and the time of spring has not yet arrived. It's correct in my mind and in my colleagues' minds that this year should be extended by 30 days. The Gemara continues, Ein ma'avin l'shana elem kein haisa chasira roi v'chodesh v'kam roi v'chodesh shisha asa yom. They don't extend the year unless it was lacking most of the month. How much is that? That's 16 days. Because the lunar year is shorter than the solar year, the calendar gradually moves backwards, until if not for extending the year by an additional month, Nisan would arrive when it's still winter. Rabbi Yehuda Eime, Shtei Yadois HaChodesh, Echad Ve'Esrim Yom. Rabbi Yehuda says, it's two parts, two-thirds of the month, which is 21 days. Amar Shmuel Bar Nachman, V'hu She'ikavar Eime, Soif Nisan Shel Tekufei. So Shmuel Bar Nachman tells us, if the winter season will continue 16 days into Nisan, we extend the year to prevent the Eime being brought while it's still winter time instead of at the beginning of the spring. And Rabbi Yossi ad a Pesach. Rabbi Yossi says until Pesach, which is 15 days into Nisan rather than 16 days. Amar Rav Matanya, Vehushi Yitlu Lulav Besayif Tishrei Kol Shel Tekufei. So Matanya says, as long as he can finish taking his lulav on the 21st of Tishrei before the end of the summer season. They can't extend the year for less than a month or more than a month, and if they did, it's not valid. They don't extend the year either if it's a Shemitah year or the year after the Shemitah year, and if they did, it's valid. When do they usually extend it? The year before the Shemitah, which gives people an extra month to work the land before the Shemitah year arrives, when they can no longer work the land. Quoting Rebbe Ol, said, this was before Rebbe permitted bringing vegetables from outside of Eretz Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael. But after that, Shemitah is like any other year because there's a supply of food from elsewhere.
Rabbi
Meir says, the Pasuk says in Malachim Beis, in Perek Dalad and Pasuk Mem Beis, a man came from Bala Shalisha and brought the man of Hashem food from the first grains, 20 loaves of barley bread. Now, if the year needed to be extended, Bala Shalisha was the most advanced place in the country in growth of new crops, and nevertheless only the barley had begun to ripen, so why didn't Elisha do it? And this teaches that it was a year of famine and people were rushing to the granaries to eat from the new crops, and if he would have extended the year, the people would have had to wait even longer to be able to eat the new crops until after the Omer offering, which took place on the second day of Pesach. Here's Tani Tani, Eimer Abim Pnei Hatuma. The Tana
that teaches they may not extend the year because of Tumah means if most Jews are Tumah in Adar and they have no more power Aduma, red heifer waters, with which to purify the nation, it is not permitted to extend the year in order to allow enough time to obtain the waters and purify them before the Pesach offering has to be brought. Rabbi Yossi Oimer Ma'abrin, Rabbi Yossi says no, they may extend it because of the Tumah, she came Matzinu B'chizkia, she Iba M'pnei HaTumah, she Ne'emar Ki Mar B'sa'am Me'afraim Manasha V'yisol V'zivulun Le'ta'aru Ki Ochlus HaPesach B'loi Le'kosuv Ki Yispal Yechizkiyo Le'mo Hashem Atoiv Yechapeh Ba'ad. Rabbi Yossi says no, they can extend because of Tumah, because we find that Chizkia did so, Chizkia Melech, because the Pasuk says in Divrei Yomim, base in Perek Lamed, Pasuk Yudches, because many of the people from Ephraim, Manasseh, Yisrael, and Zvulun didn't become pure, and they ate the Pesach offering, not according to that which is written, because as Chizkia prayed, saying, May Hashem, who is good, give atonement for whoever. Now Chizkia extended the year clearly because of the problem that many people would be impure at the time of bringing the Pesach offering. Now according to the text of the Tosefta there in the Bavli, this statement was said by Rabbi Yehuda, not by Rabbi Yossi. Rav Shimon Oimer Af Apisha Ibru Nisan Ein Me'uva Ela Adar. Rav Shimon says, what was their mistake? They added another month in Nisan, but this can only be done in Adar. And Rav Shimon Ben Yehuda Oimer Meshum Rav Shimon Is Yechizkiyo L'tzibur L'asoyis Pesach Sheni. Rav Shimon Ben Yehuda says that Chizkiyo required them all to make a Pesach Sheni offering. Is Tanai Tani Ma'avim B'nei HaTumah? Is Tanai Tani E'ma'avimim? There's a Tana that teaches that we do extend because of Tumah, and another teacher, a Tana teaches that we do not. Man da ama ema avrin mina ki achlus a pesach b'loika kosuv. Man da ama ema avrin man mekayim b'loika kosuv mipnei she ibru nisan ve'em avrin ela ada. The one who teaches that we don't extend the year because of Tumah, he uses the pasuk that we just had. They ate the pesach offering not according to that which is written. But according to the one who teaches that we may extend, in what way did they act improperly? The answer is they added a second month of Adar when they were ready during Nisan. V'teiki aydama of Simon ba'zavdi golgoles aonan hayvusi matzu tachas hamizbech. This understanding of that Chizkiya extended the year because of Tumah follows the statement of Simon ba'zavdi that the skull of Aonan the Yevusi was under the Mizbech, which shows that all of the congregation were tamei and they would not have time to become toho before Pesach. Ksiv kol avavai heichin lejoisho elokim Hashem elokei avoisav loy kataras hakodesh, you should say. The pasuk there says in Divrei Yomim, Beis Perek Lamed, Pasuk Yotes, anyone who had set his whole heart to seek out Hashem, God of his fathers, but without the purity that is required for holy things, the pasuk continues. So Reb Simon bar Zavdi Reb Shmuel bar Nachman chadama afilu kama asa letaras hakodesh lo yotzei yedei taras hakodesh. Reb Simon bar Zavdi and Reb Shmuel bar Nachman disagreed over the meaning of the word, but without the purity that is required for holy things. One said that even with his good intentions to purify all idols from the Beis HaMikdash, he was not fully successful. Chadama afilu kama kol ma'asim tovim she'asa letaras hakodesh lo yotzei yedei taras hakodesh. The other says that even though he had good intentions in all other matters, but he did not do all he could to purify the Beis HaMikdash from idols. Ksiv, the pasuk says, Vayichilu be'echa l'chodesh arishoin l'chodesh uveyim shmeina l'chodesh bo l'olam Hashem v'yikadshu es Beis Hashem l'yomim shmeina uveyim shishasa l'chodesh arishoin kilu. Pasuk says in Divrei Yomim base in Perek Choftes Pasuk Yud Zayin, they begin to consecrate on the first day of the month, and on the eighth day of the month they came to the hall of Hashem and they consecrated the house of Hashem for 8 days, and on the 16th of the month they finished. The question is, weren't they able to destroy all the idols there in one day? Why did it take 16 days? And Rav Idi answers, it took time because of the images that the Kastim had engraved in the marble. The Gemara continues, Shisha Dvarim Asa Chizkiyo Al Shlosha Hoiduloi Al Shlosha Loi Hoiduloi. There were six things that King Chizkiyo did. The Chacham agreed with three of them and disagreed with three of them. Shahayagira Adsmais Aviv Al Mitas Chavolim Vekites Nachash Nechoshes Veganaz Tavla Shavufuiz Vahoiduloi. He dragged his father's bones through the streets on a rope bed to disgrace his father, who was extremely wicked. He ground up the copper serpent that was built by Moshe in the desert on Hashem's orders, and he hid away the board of medicine. The Chacham agreed with all these three things. He blocked out the waters of the upper Gichon spring, he cut off the doors of the Heichel, and he extended the year after the month of Nisan had begun. And it was those three things that the Chacham did not agree to. The Gemara continues, Ein ma'avin koidim Rosh Hashanah, v'im yivua einu mu'oberes, av mepnei adoichak ma'avin achar Rosh Hashanah miyad, af apikein einu mu'oba ela adah. They may not extend the year before Rosh Hashanah, and if they do, it's not valid. However, in a very pressed situation, they can do it immediately after Rosh Hashanah, but nevertheless, the month that is extended is Adar, they should really be doing it in Adar. Rebbe Omer Nisan Loinus Abe Mimav. Rebbe says it was never extended in Nisan. The Gemara asks about Taninan in Bar Chodesh Bezmanai. The Mishnah in Maseches Shkolim says that if Nisan came at its time, means as Adar was not extended, the sacrifices of the day are brought from the new donations that begin to be used each year on the 1st of Nisan. And if not, since that day has been declared to be the 30th of Adar, the sacrifices are brought from the old donations. This clearly shows that it's possible to extend Adar in Nisan. And the Gemara answers in Bar Loi Bar. It was talking about a theoretical situation that never happened. Rav Amar Tishrei Lonis Abe Miyomov. Rav says it was never extended in Tishrei. And the Gemara asks about Tanina, we have a brisa that says, Im Haya Achaydesh Murba. The Torah teaches that debts are cancelled at the end of the 7th year. So one who slaughtered a cow in the 7th year and divides up amongst the buyers on Rosh Hashanah, if the month of Elul was ruled to have 30 days, the division therefore retroactively had taken place on the last day of the year, so the debt of the buyers became cancelled on the following day at the beginning of the year that followed Shemitah. So if Elul was not ruled to have 30 days, the division took place on the first day of the year after all debts were already cancelled beforehand, and the debts incurred are not cancelled because they come from the new year. We clearly see from here that it's possible for Elul to be extended in Tishrei. And the Gemara answers, Im Haya Lo Haya. It was talking again about a theoretical situation that never happened. Ukushikidshu es Hashanah Ba'usha B'yem Rishoin Avar B'Shimon Ben Rabbi Yechon Ben Boika V'Amar Kedivrei Rabbi Yechon Ben Nuri. When they extended the year in Usha on the first day, Rabbi Shmuel, son of Rabbi Yechon Ben Boika, passed and said like the words of Rabbi Yechon Ben Nuri. Am Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel, Lo Hayinu Noyagim came B'Yavne. Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel says, we didn't used to do this in Yavne. On the second day, Hananiah ben Rabbi Yosi Aglili said, like Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Kacha in Noyagim, but Yavne, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, no, that's this we did used to do in Yavne. The Gemara asks a question again from Rav, Tani Kitchua, but Rosh Hashanah. Doesn't the Brisa teach that they sanctified it on the first and second days of Rosh Hashanah? And the Gemara answers, Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Chastoi, Oisa, Hashanah, Nifkalkala. Rabbi Zeira, quoting Rabbi Chastoi, said, that year, they mistakenly kept 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Maru b'rishon umaru b'sheini, Rabbi Abba b'shem Rav, Shana Echad b'shana Shnia. A second answer, Rabbi Abba, quoting Rav, says, is what's the meaning of the phrase on the first and second? And second means the first day in the second year. And the Gemara rejects that, V'atani k'tshua b'yem harishon b'yem hasheini. The Brisa teaches they sanctified it on the first day and on the second day. This disproves Rabbi Abba, and it seems clear that it happened in the same year. I might have thought that if Beis Din sanctified it early on the 29th of the month or late on the 32nd of the month, that it would be valid. Talmud Lema, Oisam, Oisam, Elu Heim Moadai, In Elu Heim Moadai, Kodim Zmanai, Teisha Ve'efim Yom, La'acha Ebuai, Shnaim U'Shloshim Yom. The Pasuk therefore teaches in Vayikra, in Perek Chaf Gimel Pasuk Beis, that you shall call them Oisam. These are my festivals. The word Oisam is written without the letter Vav, meaning that it can be read Atem, you, that even if Beis Din made a mistake or even intentionally established it wrong in a wrong manner, it's still valid. These are my festivals. This is true only when they sanctified it at the expected timings on day 30 or day 31 after the previous Rosh Chodesh. But on day 29 or day 32, since it's not within the expected range, it's not valid. And they go now ask, from where do we know that they may extend the year for the sake of the travellers who left their homes in the diaspora and will not arrive in time to bring the Korban Pesach? The answer is the Pasuk teaches the children of Yisrael, and then it says the festivals of Hashem. Now, if the command is based in to fix the festivals, why are the children of Yisrael being mentioned? And it's to teach that you should make the festivals that all of Yisrael should be able to keep them. And if travelers won't be able to arrive in Yerushalayim for Pesach, then some of Yisrael will not be celebrating the festival, and this gives based in the permission to extend the year for the travelers. And Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman, Behen Shehigiyu L'Na'apras, Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman says, we do this for them as long as they have reached already the Euphrates River, which is the border of Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara continues, Eima Avnes Hashana Ela B'Yehuda V'Mevua B'Galil Mu'Uberes. They should extend the year in Yehuda, but if they did it in the Galil, it's still valid. Heid Chanina Ben Ish'oinosh Im Eina Yechol Es Abba B'Yehuda Shema Avnes Oysa B'Galil. Chanina of Soichoi testified that if they're not able to extend it in Yehuda, they can do it in the Galil. Eima Avnes Oysa Chutz La'oz V'Mevua Eina Mu'Uberes. They may not extend it in Chutz La'oz outside of land of Eretz Yisrael. They may not do so, and if they did, it's not valid. The question is, if they may not extend it in the Galil, would you think they may extend it in Chutz La'aretz? And the Gemara answers, "Begalil ema avin ve'mevua mu'beres." Bechutz la'aret ema avin ve'mevua ena mu'beres. The meaning is that they may not extend it in the Galil, but if they did, then it will still be valid. But they may not extend it in the Chutz la'aret, but if they did, then it's not valid. Bechoyin la'abe be'eretz Yisrael, v'she'einu yechoyin la'abe be'eretz Yisrael she'ma'avin lo yisrael bechutz la'aret. If they're able to extend it in Eretz Yisrael, they may not do it in Chutz la'aret. But if they cannot extend it in Eretz Yisrael, then they may extend it in Chutz la'aret. Yirmiya, Ibe b'chutz la'aretz, Chezkel, Ibe b'chutz la'aretz, Baruch Benaya, Ibe b'chutz la'aretz. And we find that several of the Chachamim of the Nevi'im, in fact, did it. Yirmiya, Yechezkel, and Baruch ben Nuya. Hananya ben Achi Rabbi Shua, Ibe b'chutz la'aretz, Shalach le'Rabbi Shloisha Igarin, Gabi Rabbi Yitzhak, Rabbi Nosson, V'chad ha'kosev l'kedushas Hananya, V'chad ha'kosev gediyim, She'enachta nasu te'yashim. Hananya, the nephew of Rabbi Shua, extended the year in Chutz La'aretz. Rabbi sent him three letters with Rabbi Yitzhak and Rabbi Nosson. In one it was written to the holiness of Hananya, and then the second one was written, "The kids that you left behind have become goats," meaning that they are now great sages in Eretz Yisrael, and you can no longer extend the year in Chutz La'aretz. V'chada, and in the third letter, Kosov, he wrote, "Im ein ata makabel alecha, tzelech al midbar ha'ated, v'tei sheichet unuchunyan zeirek." He said in the letter, "If you do not accept upon yourself this ruling, go out into the desert of Ha'atad, and you will be slaughtered. And you will slaughter over there, and Nechunya, who is the head of the exile, will throw the blood, because in your opinion you could rebuild the temple and offer sacrifices over there." Kwa kadmaisa v'okrun tanyasa v'okrun talaisa boy mevasa tohoin. He read the first letter and he honored him. After the second, he still honored him, but after the third, he wanted to disgrace him. Amin lei leis ad yachar de kwa ukot. They said to him, "You cannot do so because you already honored us." Kama b'yitzak v'karba raisa elu ma'adai chanane ben achi v'yushua ama elahim ma'adai Hashem amaloin gabon. Rabbi Yitzhak got up and read in the Torah, "These are the festivals of Hananya, brother of Rabbi Yeshua." He corrected them and responded, "These are the festivals of Hashem." Rabbi Nosson replied to him, "But here, if Hananya is extending the year in Chutz La'aretz without permission, it is as if they are his own festivals." Rav Nosson got up and he completed the curse by adjusting the pasuk in Yishayo in Perek Beis and Pasuk Gimel, from Bavel shall the Torah go out and the word of Hashem from Nahar Pekoid. They corrected him and that the pasuk actually says, "For from Tzion shall the Torah go out and the word of Hashem from Yerushalayim." And Rabbi Nosson replied, "That's true, but here Hananya has taken power for himself." Azal kabale lehoin kami Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira in Tzivin. Hananya went and complained about them to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira in Tzivin. Amalei achreim. Rabbi Yehuda said to him, "It's fitting that you follow their ruling and refrain from extending the year in Chutz La'aretz." Amalei li na yada maitaman mamadir li de'in chachmin me chashavat achavasai. Mekem de la yadi machshavat kavasei yishmun lei, and mekem de inen chachmim machshavat kavasei yishmun lein. Rabbi Yehuda said to him, "It's fitting that you follow the ruling," but Hananya said back, "I know that the people I left behind in Eretz Yisrael were not as great as me. How do I know that they have become as fluent as me in making these calculations for the calendar?" And Rabbi Yehuda said, "According to what you say, they do not know the calculations like you, so they should listen to you. But since I say they do know the calculations, then you have to listen to them." Kam rochav susei hen de mata behen de leimata nagin bekilkol. Hananya then travelled by horse to inform as many people as possible that they should overturn his ruling and follow the calculations that were made in Eretz Yisrael. Wherever he reached, he informed them of this, and they adjusted it accordingly. Wherever he didn't reach, they remained with his original mistaken calculations. Ksiv the pasuk says in Yirmiya in Perek Chavtes pasuk Aleph, "V'al yeseh ziknei agoyla ama kodesh baruch hu b'yosehem chaviv alai ziknei agoyla chaviv alai." The pasuk says, "And to Yeseh, elders of the diaspora," the word Yeseh is understood here to mean important. Hashem says, "The elders of the diaspora are important to me, but a small group of people in Eretz Yisrael is even dearer to me than the great Sanhedrin in Chutz La'aretz." Ksiv, the pasuk says, a question here, "Achirish amasger, elef v'at amahachin." Surely the elders of the diaspora are more important, because the pasuk says in Malachim Beis, in Perek Chof Dalet Pasuk Tezayin, "The Cherish," which literally means the craftsman, "and the Masker," which literally means the gatekeepers, were 1,000. And the Gemara in the Bavli, in Gittin, on Daf Pei Ches Madav, expounds that the word Cherish and the word Masker refer to Torah sages who came to Bavel. The word Cherish means deaf-mute. As soon as these sages begin expounding the Torah, all the listeners go silent. And the word Masker means clothes. If these sages are clothed, then they can't answer a question in the Torah. It can never be reopened because no other person could possibly answer it, and if so, how could you say that the Hashem prefers the the people of Eretz Yisrael, when we see this great praise for the wise men of Chutz La'aretz. Rabbi b'shem Rabbi Chalboi v'Rabbanon, Rabbi Yachia b'shem Rabbi Chalboi Amar, Echeresh Elef v'Amasker Elef v'Rabbanon Ami, Kulhoin Elef. Rabbi Yachia, quoting Rabbi Chalboi, said, and Rabbanon and disagreed. Rabbi Yachia, quoting Rabbi Chalboi, said that the word Cheresh represents 1,000 sages, and Masker represents another 1,000, whereas Rabbanon say that they totaled 1,000. Rabbi Yachia b'shem Rabbi Chalboi, Elu ha'chaverim, Rabbanon Amen, Elu ha'pulbutin. Rabbi Yachia, quoting Rabbi Chalboi, said that these words refer to the sages, whereas Rabbanon said it refers to the rich people. Rabbi Hoshe, kad hava makabel saade beinatav hava amaloin hava yadin kama edus yotzim epichem kama scha batim yotzim epichem. Rabbi Hoshe would accept witnesses in einatav. He would say to them, "You should know how much bad can come from your testimony, and how much wrongly paid rental money can come from your testimony." Amar Ravuna, ve'in kini afilu bedinin nefashos. Ravuna says you could even warn them they can lead to the death penalty, because if a man had a relation with a girl who is forbidden to him and is aged 3 years and a day, he's punishable with stoning by Beis Din. But if the Beis Din decide to extend the year so that when the crime was done she was actually less than 3, the man is not punishable with stoning. Amar Avin, Ekra l'likim elyoin l'kel goyma alai. Ravan says, a pasuk in Tehillim says, in Perek Nun Zayin, pasuk Gimel, "I will call out to Hashem on high, to the God who completes his promise for me." Now, if a girl was 3 years old in a day, and her basulim, her hymen, was broken, and Beis Din decided to extend the year, then her basulim will grow back. If not, they will not grow back.